This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with a developing story here in the United States. In less than an hour, members of the United Auto Workers Union are set to strike against the three big automakers. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
We are the Union, the mighty, mighty Union.
UAW workers stood on the side of the road in Dearborn, Michigan Wednesday, preparing themselves for a strike if no contract agreement is reached just before midnight tonight. Union member Nick Cotales tells WXYZ a walkout would be targeted to a small number of factories per company.
We have been on the shop floor, all of us, on a daily basis, getting the people ready, but they are already inspired.
UAW President Sean Fain says General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their initial wage offers but have rejected other demands. Ford CEO Jim Farley says his company has made four offers and hasn't gotten a, quote, genuine counteroffer, end quote. I'm Donna Water.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to visit President Joe Biden and the Congress next week as lawmakers continue to debate $21 billion more in aid to Ukraine to support its fight against Russia. Congress is increasingly divided over whether to provide Ukraine with more financial help. President Biden is seeking $24 billion, but some Republican lawmakers are opposed to more aid to Ukraine. Hurricane Lee is moving closer to the New England region of the United States and Canada's coast, with the storm expected to make landfall over the weekend. Forecasters anticipate the storm could have some ramifications, and we're going to have that part of the story for you coming up in our next hour. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Searchers and rescue efforts continue in eastern Libya, where devastating floods left thousands of people dead, thousands more missing. The Libyan Red Crescent said Thursday the death toll from Sunday's floods in the city of Derna had risen to 11,300, and an additional 10,000 are reported missing. Derna was the hardest hit area, with the torrential rain and dam failures wrecking buildings, burying areas in mud, and washing people out to sea. Eastern Libyan officials issued warnings and on Saturday ordered residents to evacuate coastal areas, but there was no warning about the dams collapsing. The U.S. government on Thursday imposed sanctions on some 150 companies and individuals it accuses of helping Russia's war efforts against Ukraine. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman here in Washington.
Now, wind and power outages are probably going to be the biggest impact, and I'm fearful people are taking this for granted because it's moving offshore. A lot of people focus on the exact track, which is a mistake in this case.
The Departments of State and Treasury have announced a new round of sweeping sanctions on those the U.S. government accuses of sanctions evasion and circumvention to help Russia wage war against Ukraine. Of particular focus is Russia's energy industry, with sanctions targeting the country's energy production and export capacity, as well as Russia's metal and mining sectors. Matthew Miller is a spokesman for the State Department.
The department also designated numerous entities producing and repairing Russian weapon systems, including the Kalibr cruise missile used by Russian forces against cities and civilian infrastructure in Ukraine.
Also sanctioned are those affiliated with the Wagner Group militia, alleged to have shipped munitions from North Korea to Russia, and those helping advance Russian malign activities in the Central African Republic. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
International search and rescue teams dispatched to villages in Morocco have not had success finding survivors yet, according to the operations commander, Jim Chaston.
We haven't had the success of actually rescuing any people. We have done some first aid and some medical evacuations from some of the other villages, so that's really played our part. Moving forward, you know, we're going to continue as long as the Moroccan people want us here.
The 6.8 magnitude earthquake that struck the high Atlantis mountains late on September 8th killed 2,946 people, injuring more than 5,600 others, according to the latest figures. And as always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.